just thinking about my story and where I came from, I want to make sure I reach back and pull the younger generation up to where I am. Like, we like to let them know, hey, I was once you, and you can do this if you want to. If it is something you want to do, you can. And we are here to help you get there.
That's Clarence Garden from Fly for the Culture, a nonprofit that introduces young people to careers in aviation.
From their discovery flights to their outreach efforts, Fly for the Culture is helping to expand diversity within the aviation workforce.
We're your hosts. I'm Lucy Jabor.
And I'm Vishal Ramadama. And this is The Air Up There.
This is your captain speaking.
The feeling I get when I'm flying is just...
You get an adrenaline rush.
Seeing something fly is awesome.
It's incredible to be able to fly.
Flying airplanes is all I've ever wanted to do.
I get so excited about...
aviation, aeronautics, space...
engineering and tech.
Like stargazing and just wondering what it would be like to be up there.
I just fell in love with it.
Stick with your passion and pursue it.
Just know you can do it.
There is not a room, there is not a cockpit, there is not a place that you don't belong.
There's certainly a place for everybody in aerospace.
In this episode, we feature a nonprofit that helps introduce people to aviation careers.
The FAA also has multiple pathways to ignite your aviation curiosity, including a variety of internship programs and summer aviation career education academies.
There are a lot of opportunities to explore aviation career paths and become a part of the busiest but safest airspace system in the world.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Clarence, what you're doing now with the whole Fly for the Culture organization.
Our biggest platform is providing exposure and avenues via our social media pages. Basically, people of color, women, our LGBTQ brothers and sisters, we just like to get all of their accomplishments out there and on the forefront to let young people know this field is open to everybody. As you all know, aviation and aerospace in this industry is way more than just having the coolest job in the world sitting in the cockpit.
It is a cool job.
It is. We like to showcase engineers, air traffic controllers, flight attendants, people who work on the ramps, people who do aviation security, aviation law. There are so many fields, you know, that aviation touches. We just like to show that.
As you alluded to, Clarence, the aviation industry, historically speaking, has lacked diversity. How would you say Fly for the Culture engages with these aspiring young pilots and aviation enthusiasts that come from those underrepresented backgrounds?
We try to meet people where they are, and we let people know that, hey, this is something where people who look like you have done this, people who look like you can do this, and if you want to, you can do it as well. And earlier this year in the summer, we gave 100 kids their first discovery flight. And these are kids who had never seen an airplane up close before. They might have seen them on TV. They might have seen them flying over the airport, the big airplanes. So they were exposed to a whole other side of aviation that they may have never seen. And when I say the other side, I mean general aviation. We flew them in Cessnas, Pipers, the small aircraft that we all learned to fly on. So that's the big thing that we like to do. We like to let kids know that, you know, hey, I was you. Once upon a time, I grew up in Atlanta in a minority community where not a lot of pilots look like me.
You're kind of mentioning the connection that you see like yourself in these kids. This is like the spark you're creating for them, right? What was your spark?
So growing up in Atlanta, we lived very close to the airport, Hartsfield-Jackson, Atlanta. And the Delta planes would just fly over my house all the time. And I would just look at them. And there's also a old flea market that my mom used to go to every Saturday. And the flea market will line up with one of the runways. And if anybody's listening from Atlanta, it's the flea market that's across from the College Park train station. And if anybody's listening from Atlanta, they know exactly what I'm talking about. And the planes would be super close on final approach landing. And I would just stand in the window of their flea market and just yell. And my mom tells everybody the story. Mom, look at that airplane. So that was my early spark. My mom also got me enrolled in Aviation Career Enrichment. It's one of the few Black-run and Black-owned flight schools in the nation. And that was how I got my initial start. I didn't have my first discovery flight until I was in eighth grade. And that was the spark for me. And after that flight, I was just hooked.
How does it make you feel to have the opportunity now to, you know, knowing where you came from and that an opportunity and some awareness was opened up to you, and now you're able to sort of turn that around and give it back.
The feeling and the sense of gratitude and fulfillment I get from reaching out to these young kids and letting them know, like, hey, you can do this too. I honestly can't put it in words.
When you're talking about these flights, are these some of the flights that are on the YouTube channel where, because like I was watching those videos and just the look on these kids' faces, you can't tell somebody about that experience and get the same sort of reaction.
Flying airplanes is all I've ever wanted to do. And to see the looks on those kids' faces, I go back to being that kid. As a matter of fact, every time I'm in a cockpit and I'm flying a plane, and as soon as the captain says rotate and I pull that plane off the ground, the kid in me, just the biggest smile just comes out of nowhere. You can probably see it on my face now, just the thought of it. You know, you get so amped. And just to see that, and it's like, I know that feeling.
Your enthusiasm is like, you're making me excited. I already work at the FAA. I'm like, where do I sign up? Do you happen to have like any specific stories that stick out to you of maybe a student that you worked with that keeps pushing you forward?
So there's a young man, he's a cadet at Howard's Air Force ROTC program. I was doing a Civil Air Patrol flight with some Howard University cadets. And I took him on his first orientation flight. And there was an event at the school a year after that. He approached me. He said, Mr. Garten, I don't know if you remember me, but about a year or so ago, you took me on an orientation flight. And after that flight, I went and got my private pilot's license. And now I have a pilot slot to fly in the Air Force.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa. I said, whoa, you did all that in a year? He said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow, that was amazing. And there's another young man who I trained early on. He got his private pilot certificate on his 17th birthday. Now he's 21, 22 years old, I believe. And he owns his own airplane. So these young kids are out here doing the thing.
That is wild to me, because I feel like when I was growing up, I mean, getting your driver's license was like enough. We're learning about kids like the ones you're working with who are, yeah, I got my pilot's license at 17.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny you say driver's license, because he got his driver's license a year later.
So he got his pilot's license before his driver's license.
Yeah, he got his pilot's license before his driver's license. His mom had to bring him to get his pilot's license. His mom had to drive him to get his pilot's license.
Well, I suppose flying is more efficient, right?
He takes the money to go big or go home, literally.
Absolutely.
I had a question, Clarence. What advice would you give to young people who are aspiring to pursue a career in aviation?
I would tell them, you can do this. And regardless of who you are, what you look like, where you come from, there is not a room, there is not a cockpit, there is not a place that you don't belong in. There will be tough times. There will be difficult times. The important thing is that you just don't give up. You have to unapologetically be yourself and enjoy the journey. There is nothing more exhilarating than sitting in that flight deck at 38,000 feet, looking at the stars and looking at the sun and saying to yourself, I did it. Darn it, I did it. There's no better feeling than that.
Are you curious about drones, rockets, and air taxis? Explore the skies and beyond through Aviation Career Academy, or ACE. Programs vary, but you could ride in an aircraft, fly drones and simulators, go on aviation field trips, and learn the physics of flight, aviation history, aircraft design and maintenance. Go to FAA.gov and search ACE to learn more about camps near you.
Thank you for listening. For more information about today's guest, check out faa.gov/podcasts. Subscribe, like, follow wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss a single episode. Coming up next week, has anyone ever been like, oh my gosh, it's Airplane Facts with Max?
Yeah, no, it definitely has happened a few times. And a lot of times people will look at me and like, are you that guy? And I'm like, probably. I don't know which guy you're talking about. But if it's the airplane Lord of the Rings guy, yeah, that guy.